Okay, so we continue our study of the second parak of Avodah Zarah. We're up to Mishnayos Hei and Vav, which are some of the yesodos of all of Yeridaya. So the last point that we were discussing was Rabbi Meir was Choshesh Lemiuta. Rabbi Meir is in Choshesh of Amiyut, of Amiyut, of Amiyut, Sheino Matzoi, but let's say, as we said, over 10%. So the first Mishnah that we're going to deal with, the halacha of a davar hamamid is something which gives something its permanent shape or form, and the halacha is that davar hamamid is not batel, is never batel. As a matter of fact, in a ratio of shishim, in a ratio of 100, in a ratio of 200, so the stomach, which could be used to curdle cheese, as we'll see, a kevas nevela is a davar hamamid, and that's going to be also, that's the main topic of Mishnah Hey, and when we see Mishnah Vav, so we'll start talking about Chalav Yisrael, and Bishul Akum, and Shemen Akum, and Pas Akum, and some of the major issues that we deal with in terms of what's permissible and what's prohibited from a kashrus standpoint. And we'll also have a beautiful drasha that we find in the Mishnah about Dinim Dirabban and more generally. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shaul, Rabbi Yishmael. As Rabbi Yoshua, Kshayu Mahalchan Mederach, they were walking along the way, very nice scene. Amalam Ibn Ma'asr, Gavino Shalgayim. What's the nature of the Isra of Gavino Shalgayim? So here, you have to know a little bit of background that there was a recent Takana. The first 12 months of the Takana, the minag was not to really share the reason because, one of the factors, actually we talked about this in the Rambam Shir, for those who listen, is, that one of the factors in terms of determining whether a Takana is going to stand, if it's in this Pashe, Berov Yisrael, or Bechol Yisrael. So sometimes if people know the reason, they're Mizalzel, right? Even the Gemara says that even about Dinei Torah, that Shlomo HaMelech said, Ani Arbev Lo Aser, Ani Arbev Lo Ashev, that people think that they're smarter than the Torah, they think that they're smarter than the Chazal Mela. So in any event, that was the minhag, not to reveal it. So even somebody like Rabbi Shmuel wasn't sure exactly what the nature of Gvinas Akum, really was. You know, there's nothing non-kosher there. We're not talking about something that comes from a behemoth Tmeya. So what is it all about? So Amrlov Ibn Shem Amidin Osa Bekeva Shal Nevela. So that's what he said. So Amrlov Akevas Ola Chamura. Right, when it comes to Karban Ola, no, Karban Ola is an Isser Hana, Nevela is not an Isser Hana, Mikevas Nevela, Vambra Kohen, Shadaito Yafe. You have a person who, isn't bothered by too much. He's a hardy soul. Sarfa Chaya. You can swallow the whole thing live. Then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sticks in, Velo Hodulo. This was an accepted Allah, Chavlamri Nenin, Velo Moalin. It's not considered to be Me'ila if he would, have, the contents of the stomach, and not everybody would be so into that. That which was kept in the digestive tract and not the most, appealing to most people, but, different tastes, different strokes for different folks. I'm below. So he says, you're right. So you really think it's a Avodah Zarah? So I'm below. So he didn't really want to tell him, but it was the issue of, as we said, the Davar Hamamid, Davar Hamamid in Obatel. So he sealed the Dvar Acher. So it sounds like he distracted. He wasn't really distracting him. He wanted to make a point. How do you understand the pasuk in Shir Hashim? In other words, Klal Yisrael said it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. O Kitovim Dodayich. Kadosh Baruch Hu said it to Knesset Yisrael. Amar Lo, Kitovim Dodayich Miayin. That it's something that we said to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Lo, in a davar gain. But the way that we have the Nikud and the Diktuk, Hashare Chaver O Melamid Olav L'Reyach Shemanecha Tovim. Which may have been a kind of a remez to Shemen Akum, which we'll get to in just a moment. But it, basically what he was telling him was the drashos, this is understood al pimedrash to be a reference to the drashos ki tovim dodecha miyayin, means that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, l'reyach shmanecha tovim, shemen terach shemecha, ken alamoso hevucha, these are all references to elements of Torah. So when we talk about ki tovim dodecha miyayin, yishakenim nishkos fiyu, Kitovim dodecha miayin. So that's a reference to is a divrei chachamim. Even if we don't fully understand them, we know we have the emunas chachamim. We have the confidence that they're predicated on a very solid rationale. Elu dvarim shalgayim mishnah vav asurin veini surin israna. So chalav shachal v'gay veini sor roehu. So here we have the idea of chalav Yisrael. So the Tiferes Yisrael goes be'arichos and the different levels of shmira required for chalav Yisrael. But he points out there that if there's no non-kosher animals which are mixed in, no pig's milk, etc., or non-kosher animals that can be mixed in. So that's a level of shmira in its own right, especially, we'll just add, if there are industrial regulations and the USDA enforces these things, so it's not to negate a practice, an excellent practice for those, it's affordable, etc., of Chalav Yisrael, but technically speaking, It's not required if there's a shmira that there's not any behemah tmeya, which is going to be mixed in there. V'hapas, okay, so pasakum we know was not fully accepted, so we're makel and pas palter, except neaser simetruva, we try to be machmer on that. That's an isra mishum chasnus, right? The pas is the ikar suuda. We're concerned for fraternization. V'hashemen shalahen. So there was originally xer against shemen, that wasn't this pashet b'rov Yisrael. So we that's a situation where bezni achalatel debe bezni chaver begodem enam bechachma v'minyan, where a later bezden can come along. And the gate, the previous halacha, because it was in this pashet b'rov Yisrael, Rabbi based hitir of Hashemen, because of the greatness of that generation, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Ushlakosh, Kvashim Shadarkan Lasesa Sochan Yan Vechometz, Avitaris Terufa, Vitzir Shein Badaga, Kilbish, Shatetesbo, Hachilak. Hachilak is a situation where they used to cut up fish very small, but with knives. Knives that were in kosher, that had bleos in them, that had non-kosher fats mixed into them. Vekarit shalchiltis, umelech salkontis, a certain kind of salt that was very common. And also would be pig fat that would be mixed into that salt. That was like the way that it was made. Lard, I should say. Harelu asurin v'eni surin isar hana. So when it comes to bishlakum, so we know that there are certain haterim. It's not everything that we have to be worried about. So we have two distinctive haterim, and possibly more, but two that are already in the Gemara. One of them is a davar shenechal kamo shu chai. We don't look at the maisa bishul as a significant maisa if it wasn't really necessary to be, but there are plenty of things that are eaten, like apples. Most people, when they eat apples, don't eat baked apples, right? So that wouldn't apply to potatoes. The other heter is nechal al shulchan or ola al shulchan malachim, something which has a certain chashivas to it. So this is a harder one to know because people have become less formal, and the malachim of today, eat a lot of fast food too. So this is a harder heter to know exactly where to draw the line. Could that possibly apply to things that are made in a microwave? Is that olal shulchan malachim? Usually they would have a proper chef. But that in principle is another heter as well. So again, everything shemen akum, that was batal mevotal. Pasakum, we split the difference between balabayas and paspalter. Bishalakum, we take a look at factors like nechal kmoshu chai and olal shulchan malachim. Again, the Devar Hamamid no batel, so that's a critical yesod to hold on to in terms of principles of Yoredeya, something which gives another element its permanent shape or structure.